Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 29th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We want to encourage you today. Today's message is titled, Great Are the Works of the Lord. We have two selections of Scripture, but both from Psalm 111, verses 2 and verse 10.
Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. To Him belongs eternal praise.
I show a photo on the site today that shows a portion of my favorite walking trail, an old road between two rows of trees across from our home. This area is teeming with plant and animal life. Roxy, our dog, gets visibly excited when we come to this part of our walk and dodges on ahead of us where we often see a squirrel scrambling up a tree. Over the years, this trail had accumulated quite a bit of garbage, but we've cleaned it up, and just last Saturday, we walked through and trimmed the tree branches to keep the trail open for our frequent walks. It's a good place to consider the truth in our daily verse.
The psalmist proclaims, "Great are the works of the Lord." Psalm 48:1 declares, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." But today's passage focuses on the greatness of God's works. It's truly amazing what the Lord has done in creation and the redemption of His people.
They are pondered by all who delight in them. Part of delighting in Him is pondering His works. Another version uses this phrase, they are studied. You can see the works of the Lord all around you, regardless of where you live. Although I must admit, our setting in the country makes these sites created by divine hands much more visible. Ponder each of these marvelous gifts from God. To ponder means to reflectively examine and investigate.
What a great Creator God we serve. One of the theological proofs for the existence of God is the teleological, which asserts that the very design so evident in the order shows the designer behind it. I see God's handiwork and design everywhere I look.
And I declare today, with another psalm, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. The psalmist attributes honor to the Lord with these concluding words, to Him belongs eternal praise. And to that I say, Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, You made each little flower that brightens our path and each bird that serenades our country walk. You made the purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning light that brightens up the sky. How great You are, Lord God Almighty, who has made all things well. Amen.
Amen. I notice she notes her prayers adapted. I thought I noticed it as well. From the hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We do have, as I mentioned, several photos on the site today. One I mentioned in the text of the message. Another I'd actually used last week, but it actually shows a portion of our walk with some beautiful flowers that Brooksine particularly enjoys so much, but me as well. Do have a couple songs suggested on the site today regarding the greatness of our God. It's interesting, several have very similar titles, in fact, How Great Thou Art, How Great Is Our God, and How Great You Are. And then I added one to that, God of Wonders. These are all available by simple links. They're not on my site, but I found them on the web, and I believe they'll bless you if you're like me and you like music as well. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged and stay faithful to our faithful God.